Since the November election, Mexico has been bracing for the inevitable shift in its relationship with the U.S. Mexico sends more than 80% of its exports to the U.S., and President Donald Trump has said he wants to correct what he says are Mexico's unfair trade advantages. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia reports on how the country is cautiously preparing.
Here in the hallways of the Coyoacán market, cooks are cleaning up after a busy lunch hour. A shopkeeper is dropping apples in a bag, and a man behind a counter is putting a chunk of cheese on a scale.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Daniel Pacheco has been selling fine cheeses here for the past 8 years.
¿Quiere que le dé una bolsa, señora?
And over the last 2 months, he's been hearing about what the head of Mexico's central bank has called Hurricane Trump. Pacheco isn't preparing because he's already reacting. Trump's election has contributed to the recent and dramatic drop of the Mexican peso's value. So the cost of, say, the French Comté cheese Pacheco sells has swung up by nearly a third to 800 pesos per kilogram.
Algunos proveedores a veces no se atreven ya.
Some suppliers don't want to give me set prices ahead of time anymore. They used to say, I'm going to keep the same price for several months. But now, it goes up 1 month and goes up again the next. There's a lot of uncertainty, and the prices are constantly going up.
Pacheco says some of his suppliers are considering not carrying particular cheeses anymore. They're just getting too expensive. But Pacheco isn't discouraged.
I'm going to bet on Mexican products. Mexican products are much better than they used to be. We have a very decent quality now, so I think it's time to bet on our own things.
Just 2 miles away from the Coyoacán market are the offices of the venture capital firm Ideas and Capital.
My name is Ricardo Elizondo. I am the managing partner of Ideas and Capital.
Ricardo Elizondo has been preparing for the new U.S. administration with lots of caution. That's because his firm invests in tech startups all over the world, including in the U.S. He's got a list of them.
One of them is Open English. We also invested in crowdfunder, a company named Phoneware.
And they're not small injections of cash.
Our investments in these companies go from $500,000 to $2-3 million.
At the same time, Elizondo says he's already lost one deal. A Canadian firm backed out of investing into one of his companies.
It was canceled not because of the numbers of the company or because of the performance of the company, but it was canceled because of uncertainty right now.
Elizondo says the company his firm owns can still grow. They can seek investments in Latin America, Eastern Asia, or the Middle East. It'll just be tougher.
So we have to keep on moving. And what we're doing is try to start to develop the networks that we already developed in the United States. We're trying to develop them in other countries.
Elizondo says he hopes the Mexican and U.S. governments will strike a deal that will be favorable on both sides of the border. Trump has promised to revamp or scrap the North American Free Trade Agreement. The Mexican government is preparing to revisit the 22-year-old treaty. Antonio Ortiz Mena is an economics professor at Georgetown University and was part of Mexico's original NAFTA negotiation team.
Sometimes when countries negotiate it, the toughest negotiations are not between countries, but within. Those are really, really tough negotiations.
The central points of Trump's promises are manufacturing jobs and the invoice for a border wall. As a result, some manufacturing jobs in Mexico have already evaporated. Ortiz Mena says the Mexican president is organizing a team to coordinate foreign policy with migration, national security, and the economy.
It will be fairly easy to make executive decisions. Sometimes decisions have to be made in a quick and forthright manner.
Mexican leaders have said they will negotiate economic issues, but they categorically say the country will not pay for a border wall. Much like the Mexican government, Ortiz Mena is optimistic about his country's future.
To be a bit of an academic nerd here, there's a very famous equation called the gravity equation.
Which, put simply, says that two countries' relationship is determined by the size of their economy and the distance between them. The U.S.-Mexico border is the busiest in the world and is almost 2,000 miles long.
According to PricewaterhouseCoopers, Mexico will be the number six economy in 2050. You know, that's where our present is. That's where our future is.
But the key here is that for now, there's anxiety and uncertainty. And people on the street and businesses and even government are already acting on it. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.